In Sudan, homosexuality is illegal. Since current President Omar al-Bashir reinstated Sharia law throughout most of the country in 1991, the legal punishment for homosexual activity ranges from jail time to public lashing to execution. But this has not stopped some Sudanese who identify as gay or lesbian from banding together and working to improve their situation. Chelsea Davis brings us a conversation with one such individual, a 32-year-old gay Sudanese man who asked that we refer to him as Ahmed. For his own safety, Ahmed also requested that we not use his voice in this story.
Ahmed, thank you for being with us today. I was hoping we could first talk about general societal views of gays in Sudan. So under Sharia, homosexual activity is technically punishable by law. But legality aside, what's your sense for general Sudanese attitudes towards gays?
Sudan is a country with many cultures. Every culture is different, like North Sudan is different from the South and the West. In South Sudan, it's very difficult. It's very difficult for my people there. It's very hard, very tough for them. Even to meet some other people, you know. In the north of Sudan, they're more, what do you call, forgiving, you know. It's the culture here, the Sufis. You know the Sufis?
You mean the mystical tradition of Islam?
Right. They're actually the people who talk about love and forgiveness, and this is the culture here in the north. But in Darfur, it's actually better than north and south. My people have made it there, and the community there, they're accepting this. They live together in a house or something, and there's no discrimination. They have respect.
How do people in those gay communities find each other?
Mainly people here meet each other, friends of friends. They have their own communities. They know each other. And now recently, they've started meeting through the internet. We talk about many issues. It's getting better for us to communicate with each other. It's better we use Facebook and other websites like Facebook. It's more popular. There are many more people in there. We can discuss our issues.
I understand you're a member of one internet-based group called Freedom Sudan, which features a discussion forum dealing with gay issues and links to news items. And that site has a membership of people from all around Africa and the Arab world. So I'm wondering, do you ever get in touch with gay people living outside of Sudan?
Yes, for sure, yes. I connect with other gay people all over the world, even the United States. I have many friends online, and sometimes we meet. Not here in Sudan. We meet like in Cairo or Dubai or whatever. It's more freedom there. It's not liberal, but it's kind of freedom. Members of Freedom Sudan, they live abroad and they have a better chance than here. But like 3 months ago, again, we have a big problem. When one of our online groups, other people got in there and they took information and discussed this information on another website called Sudanese Online. And that was, we couldn't talk about it. I could not get access to Sudanese Online because you need to expose your identity. They need your address, your full name, your telephone number, and I cannot do that. So it just depends on what they're saying on the site, what they're saying about people.
It seems there's a real need to keep your personal identity as a gay Sudanese man private to the online world. What about in real life? Do your family and friends know that you're gay?
No, never. My people, we're keeping ourselves in low profile. We don't want to shout it out. It's better.
Is it hard to keep your sexual orientation from your family?
My people are facing this problem. The family push him to get married. Mainly, my people get married and have a family. It's just, they don't want to be exposed because if you're single for a long time, this is, people ask. So they just get married. I face a lot of pressure from my family, and all my friends are facing the same thing. But it's unfair to hide your feelings towards someone else and you're married to someone else. And it's unfair for the other person, for the woman you're getting married to, and it's unfair for yourself even. Like my case, I'm 32. All my friends, other than gay, they get married, they have children, but for me, I'm not willing to do so.
I imagine this might have also been a difficult situation for you growing up, not being able to express your true sexual identity to your family and friends. What was it like for you when you first realized you were gay?
Actually, that was a long time ago. When I was a student, I didn't study in Sudan. I studied in another Arab country. And when I found out about myself, actually I went to a doctor, and he was not. He gave me some drugs. He told me, you should be a religious person, this and that. And actually then I went to a sheikh, and he was very negative about that. And he advised me to go to jihad, like to go work in Afghanistan. And at that time I thought, why should I go to jihad? I don't want to fight at all. I just want to live in peace. and I just figured it out. He told me, if you are somebody like that, you should be thrown from the highest building or highest mountain in the city until death. This is what he told me. And then I was lost. I should go to jihad to get killed? That means I don't deserve to live. So I was lost for like 1 year. I was lost. I didn't have faith. I didn't believe in God at that time. I was completely lost. But finally, I went to another psychiatrist. He was a very good person. He was old, like 70 years or something. He has a better understanding. And he was the one who told me what to do. And he was right. He told me, first of all, you're not sick. You're not a patient to come see a doctor. You need someone to guide you. That's it. It's not a disease to be cured from. First, you should accept yourself. You are what you are. You should love yourself the way you are. And that's it. And he gave me some books to read, and he advised me to meet someone like me, to meet other people. And that was it. I met some other people, and then I liked myself. I feel better. I was successful in my school. That's it. I want my people here just to have the same understanding, the same thing as me.
Do other gay Sudanese people you've met eventually come to that kind of self-acceptance over time, too?
Some people, they don't accept themselves, their sexual orientation, being gay. They don't accept it. They have self-stigma or homophobia or whatever. And this is too bad because some people go to the religion, go deeper in the religion, become fundamentalists. I know some people who became those people. I don't want to mention names, but people who are holding guns and fights and these kinds of things. It's not a solution. They have to accept the reality of what they are, and they have to deal with that. You know, you have to live with it. You have to accept yourself. You have to love yourself the way you are. You don't have to change yourself because of the others.
Ahmed, thank you so much for your time.
I really appreciate your concern, and I thank you.
For the Sudan Radio Project, I'm Chelsea Davis.
Kate Ice Bureau also contributed to this report.